California walnut shipments are on the slow side, but it's not as bad as it seems. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Mike Poindexter is CEO of the Poindexter Nut Company, which grows, processes, and ships walnuts around the world. He noted optimism in the shipment numbers.
Because there's really two separate markets for walnut, if you break it down on how they're processed and shipped. You have the in-shell market and you have the kernel market. The in-shell market is mostly sold overseas. It's also very front-loaded. The majority of the walnuts are shipped in the first 4 months of the season. That segment of the market is off a little over 40%. But the kernel market is only off about 4%. That's a much more stable market throughout the year. And after Christmas, the sales of kernels don't drop off anywhere near as much as they do on in-shell.
Poindexter said when people look at the overall shipments.
September and October, and the November shipping report is going to be coming out here in the next few days. What they do is they look at the overall weight that was shipped and how much it's off. But what's happened is so much of our loss is front-loaded at the beginning of the season because it's the in-shell market that's off. What you should do is look at how off the in-shell market is, extrapolate that by the total amount of in-shell sales you'd expect to have versus the prior year. Do the same thing for kernels, and you'd find that we're actually going to catch up a lot of this shortfall as we progress on, because if the kernels are only off 4%, the crop is off well over that. We're really on pace to be pretty close to moving the crop.
Again, that's Mike Poindexter with Poindexter Nut Company, Fresno County. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.